Let's go to Joe. He's in Kansas City, Missouri, our next caller. Hi, Joe. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, Leo. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I tell you what, I have a bunch of WAV files that I'm trying to convert to text, and I've been on the web, and I've found some freewares, and they have it so locked down I can't test it. Do you know of anything out there that would be good to convert those to text that would be, you know, a quality software program?
So these are PDF files that you want to convert?
No, WAV files.
Well, I'm sorry, WAV files. So you have audio. Oh, I'm sorry. I get it now. So you have spoken audio, spoken word audio, and you want something to translate it into something you could type.
Yeah, like an RTF or a text format, something like that.
This is one of the hardest things for computers to do. You know, it's something a three-year-old does very easily, or a four-year-old. I mean, the human brain is finely tuned for recognizing speech and turning it into, you know, something we understand. Same thing with handwriting. Same thing with reading out loud. We're very good at these things, and computers, it turns out, are very bad with speech, handwriting recognition, that kind of thing, optical character recognition. The best program out there, in my opinion, for this is a Dragon Naturally Speaking. It's from Nuance.
Okay.
And there is a Mac version of it called Mac Speech, and there's a Windows version is called Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Okay.
It doesn't, ironically, does not do as well with already recorded stuff. I think because there's a certain amount of training that all of this software requires what they call training. And there's two kinds of training. There's you training the software, but I think the software also trains you a little bit. And you learn to not speak slowly like this, but you learn that the software does a little bit better if you enunciate clearly and don't have strange pronunciations of words. And particularly if there is not a lot of background noise. Background noise really confuses this stuff. So when you're doing Dragon Naturally Speaking and you're dictating to it, you tend to speak as I am speaking now, just a little bit more clearly.
Sure.
And you want to make sure there's no background noise. Often these waves aren't anything like that. They're just more normal, natural talking, right? Like I'm talking right now.
Sure.
And so you're not going to get the super good accuracy. You might get 80%. That means one word in five you're going to have to fix.
Okay.
But it's something. This is the best. There's no question. Dragon Naturally Speaking, Nuance sells it. There's a variety of different packages. The more RAM and the more processor you have, the better it will do. But don't, I would say lower your expectations. I guess that's really my point, is that computers are not as good as humans at this kind of thing. We can understand pretty slurred speech. We don't have to. In fact, I've seen studies where, you know, you take out the vowels, you take out half the words, and people still understand what's going on. You know, because our brains are tuned. Speech is designed for us, and us and our brains are designed for it. And it turns out a computer's, you know, particularly bad at this stuff. It doesn't understand context. I think the real fundamental problem is it doesn't understand what's going on. You know, we can fill in the gaps in a sentence because we kind of get the gist of what you're saying. Oh, that word must have been, or, you know, when you hear us, what do they call it? Homonyms, two words with the same sound that mean different things, there and there. We could tell from context, but the computer doesn't know. It doesn't have context. It doesn't understand what you're saying. So it's hard for it to know whether to type T-H-E-R-E or T-H-E-I-R. It has to kind of do its best, and its best is often not so great. So, but having said all that, the best program for this, really, it's, I don't think there's any question, is Dragon Naturally Speaking. And if you can get that, you know, get the best quality recording you can with the least amount of background noise, you know, it helps. It's the same thing with optical character recognition. You know, when you have pictures of text and you want it to be understood, the cleaner, the crisper, the contrast, the simpler the font, all of that stuff makes it easier for the computer. And it's pretty easy to confuse a computer. They're just a box of rocks, basically.